Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
That's the key to also driving demand. Best Ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our Best Ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best Ever listeners, hi, 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 how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and this is Follow Along Friday, a special segment on today's episode where I talk about what I got going on in my real estate business and entrepreneurial endeavors. And basically what I got going on is a 155 unit that I've been working on with my business partner. We're closing on it on February the 16th and closing out the equity raise for it as well. And the lesson that I've learned this week is the importance of setting up an investor conference call versus sending one-on-one or one-off emails to investors. How I approach my fundraising is that first I give the current investors that are investing with me a look at the opportunity. And in this case, I had over $500,000 worth of investors or investments being invested into this opportunity from my current investors. And then after I give my current investors the opportunity to invest, then I speak to other investors who have shown interest in the opportunity. That's what I did. I sent out an email to people who are in my community, and I have 1,800 people that the email was received, or I sent it out to 1,800, and I ended up getting about 50 people who said they were accredited investors and they would be on the conference call. And that's a 2.7% response rate. And when my minimum investment in this case is $50,000, and the amount that is needed at that point was about $750,000 that was remaining. Well, that's only, quote unquote, 15 accredited investors who participate. And again, I had 50 respond and join the conference call that I set up. And if I had individually, or not individually, if I had sent out an email and I approach it differently, if I had said, here's an investment opportunity, here's the information, feel free to let me know if you'd like to jump on a call to talk about the investment, I suspect, although actually I do know, and I'll get to that in a second, that it wouldn't have been as effective for various reasons, because I do know that because on my previous deal, the 250 units that I closed on with my business partner in last August, I approached it that way. I sent out an email. I said, here's the opportunity. Let me know if you'd like more information. Basically, that's what I said. I said it in different words, but basically that's what it was. And it didn't have as good of a response rate, although you know we actually had more investors than we needed for the deal, and it closed up relatively quickly. But with this one, what we realized is that we needed to have a group call because there was a lot of interest. At the same time, I wanted to be very effective with both my time and their time. And I think that's what it boils down to. When you have a database that you can email, you should set up a group call versus individual one-on-one emails, because that allows the investors to not only hear about it and meet other team members, if you have other team members on the deal, but then also learn the information that results from other people's questions. And I think that's the key, because so often, you know, we can only think of so many questions and we think of things in the way that we think of things, but other people's minds work in, you know, really differently. And that is important because they're able to ask those questions that others aren't asking or you might not ask. And that's the key to also driving demand, right? Because when you have a lot of people participating in something that has a limited amount, where there's a limited amount of, then you're going to increase the demand, assuming that it's something that everybody is interested in and it's a good opportunity. So there's many benefits for doing this. In order to do it, you got to have a database that you can email out, or at minimum, I mean, shoot, you really all you need is a conference line. I use freeconferencecall.com. Have the conference line. I'm having whenever they ask questions, I have them email me the question, and then we address it. The more 2016 approach would be to have a webinar, but I just figured this would be easier for the you know, the participants, so they didn't have to do any webinar software or downloads or anything. I'm sure there's many technical platforms out there that I should have been using, but you do it as simply as using freeconferencecall.com. As the name implies, it's completely free. You can record it. You could send it out to your attendees later, or people who wanted to attend but couldn't attend. You can send out the recording later. And other than that, you just need, in my case, an email address so they can email questions to us and we'll respond. That's it. That's all you need. Just give them the day and time and the phone number and the passcode. So it's something that's been effective for me. And if you are in the multifamily syndication business or raising money in general, or even if you don't have a deal, here's where we can take it to another level. If you don't have a deal, then do the same darn thing. Have a conference call once a month, or more frequently, and it could be a webinar or whatever. Talk through certain things that you're learning about the industry that would be helpful for your investors to know. It could be market trends. It could be things that you're seeing in a certain area of real estate. That's not what I mean. There's tons of different ways. Depends on what your business model is, but do that on a regular basis, and then also you're going to build up your rapport with those people because you know, you're talking to them on a regular basis, and they're getting to know you. That way, when you do have the deal, you're able to you know, quickly set that up, and people will likely take action, or they're much more likely to take action than if you didn't do that. Two other things I want to mention really quickly. I set up a YouTube channel for this show because from the responses I've received, both in the iTunes reviews and also just anecdotally through emails and conversations I have with people, you were also wanting something that was more visual. And it's a bit challenging for me from a video standpoint for me to do all these podcasts via video. In fact, it's incredibly challenging based on just the audio quality and circumstances for the guests, etc. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be doing a weekly tip that I am sending out every week along with things I've learned from podcasts for that week. If you haven't subscribed to my email, then go ahead and do that, and you'll receive that weekly tip. It's joefairless.com, and just put your email in there, and you'll get that information along with the YouTube video. In addition, for this episode, you'll see there's a link to the YouTube video. You can check that out. That way you get a sense of what these weekly videos will be. But the email itself will also have a lot of 3 to 5 tips or things I've learned from this week and from the podcast that went live. So go ahead and do that, and you'll get a lot of value from that, I promise you. And then the other thing is I'm in day 2 of a juice cleanse right now. I don't know if you've ever done a juice cleanse before. It's about the 3rd or 4th time I've done a juice cleanse. Day 1 was pretty good. And this cleanse, anytime I do a juice cleanse, I go all in. You know, there's like usually like 3 different levels. The highest level has the no fruit, so stays away from the acidic food. And the juice that I'm drinking is just straight veggies. And then I think there's like a cashew milk. Yeah, I think that's what it is, cashew milk. Other than that, it's just straight veggie juice. So I have 6 of them a day. Just drink water, 6 juices a day. I'm doing it to lower the acidity and increase the alkalinity of my body. That, and I've had just, I haven't taken care of my body over the last 2-3 weeks due to the holidays that were upon us previously. And I had a lot of cookies and a lot of candy, and then some whiskey too. So wanted to just knock it all out and do a control alt delete. If you've ever done a juice cleanse, let me know which one you did, and I'd love to hear how that went for you. You can email me at info@joefairless.com, or then also tweet me. It's at joefairless.com. Pretty easy, right? At joefairless.com. And then, or you could just do a Facebook thing too. It's Facebook.com/meetjoefairless.com or /meetjoefairless. So I hope you have a best ever weekend. I hope you are knocking it out of the park with whatever real estate venture you're pursuing. And I will talk to you tomorrow for Situation Saturday. If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.